Mac is just saddling up here. Mac, I know you got to work on the guitar and stuff, but lean into that microphone and say hi to the people because, you know, that voice of yours.
Hey there, everybody. How's it going?
There's no way that's his real
Mac
voice.
Here.
Mac in the house.
That's his real voice.
I got to sing next to that every night.
Right?
Yeah.
Mac, why don't you introduce the young man next year, special guest that we didn't expect to see today?
Well, I brought a road manager because, you know, because I'm such a diva that I have to have people handle things.
He's got to bring people.
Listen,
with him.
In my early Chicago days, I was the road manager.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
I did everything. Yeah.
Ladies
and
gentlemen,
security.
Mac McAnally and Jimmy Buffett. How about a cheap round of applause? You guys get the very rare sitting ovation.
I'll take any ovation you give me.
All ovations are good.
So you guys sold out tomorrow night. Congratulations. I think you guys are going to make it in this business if this keeps up.
10 more years. I'm going to give it.
Right. And then you got to do something else.
Yeah,
whatever your fallback plan is.
What's it like for you guys performing in this ridiculously hot weather? Is it? I mean, are you sort of climate controlled up there? It's got to be very difficult.
This makes Miami look chilly.
Yeah. And listen, I'm from the Gulf Coast. You know, I worked in a shipyard in Mobile, Alabama.
Good point.
Humidity always goes down when we leave home. You know, that's the way it works.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. This is okay.
A couple of Southern boys is nothing.
No, I judge it by looking at the crowd and see when they get worn out.
Well, the great thing of having a full house, I mean, if you lose 10% of them, you know, still got a good crowd.
I've never thought of it that way.
Right. I think it's all about the numbers. Dean, the show tomorrow night, I understand you'll be opening?
Yes. I've been, since my success with my pre-show, fascinating pre-show discussion at Ravinia with West Side Story, now all the shows are asking me to come and talk in an overly analytical, boring film critic sort of way to make the actual performers look better.
I get it. I was listening to that review. That sounds like the review we got for our movie Beach Bum. Did you review that?
I don't believe I did.
Animated, beautiful.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg and Matthew McConaughey.
And Hot Tub.
Oh, that's right. I do remember that. You know, oddly, they did not let the critics see that ahead of time.
They did.
And that's never a bad sign.
I'm not sure
never
why.
Never a bad sign.
I often think that that they're so proud of the movie, they don't want to seem to be bragging.
Right. That's exactly right.
Well, see, I also, there's another movie we did called Hoot, and then we still hold the record for the lowest amount of people seeing it in 3,000 theaters or more.
So we hold that record. The worst opening weekend box office?
It's called Hoot. It killed it on video, though, baby.
Well, congratulations, because it's great that you guys win and lose.
Yeah.
Well, it's record-setting either way. You know? I got to brag on him, though, for a second. We played last night in Cincinnati to Jimmy's millionth ticket buyer. Just at Riverbend. At Riverbend, Cincinnati. A million seats.
No one on the show has ever gotten a double sitting ovation.
Whoa. It's kind of a shock to me, too, but, you know, that's kind of where the Parrothead thing started, even before up here, you know.
In Cincy?
Cincinnati, yeah. That's where it was named. That's where Timothy Schmidt, you know, the Eagles bass player.
Sure, Timothy B.
He was in the minor leagues and playing in our band at the time. And we weren't at that level enough to be able to go into the Riverbend, which that's what the symphony had that.
Sure, place. Of course. Can't let the riffraff in.
Yeah, we played a place called Kings Island, which was an amusement park, which was better suited for us. But he looked out and he said, God, they look like deadheads with credit cards. They're like parrot heads. That's right.
Done.
That's where we got it.
Done.
Yeah.
How about that?
So it's been, but it's amazing. I thought, but I remember Jimmy Needle said once, it's one who hasn't won many awards. He said, you know, the awards I like to get are the ones from the Chase Manhattan.
They're green and they're spendable.
Yes. Right.
Dead That's presidents it. On them. You going to make it to any Cubs games this weekend?
I wanted to go today, but since I, you know, to go to 35,000 people tomorrow night, I'm a pitcher that has to take a day off. And I'd go if it was a night game, but it's at 1:20, and you know it's going to be hot. You know, it was hot last night.
Now, this is interesting, because I think everybody thinks Jimmy Buffett and Mac McAnally, they just get up and do it. But there's a little thought process goes in this, a little preparation.
There's a little, yes.
Has it changed over the years?
As you become a septuagenarian, it changes. Yes. No, but yeah, you have to stay in shape.
Well, you guys look great. Are you kidding?
Thanks. Yeah, you got to really. I mean, it's true.
How long do you play now?
2 hours and 20 minutes.
Wow, that's tremendous.
Straight,
that's a long show.
Straight through.
Yeah, there's very little chance.
No intermission. No.
I know you're Southern boys, but with this heat, there's very little chance both of you will be alive by the end of the show tonight. You know, we just want to tell the audience
Alpine
now.
Valley will be the test. But
if that's the case, we're going to die happy.
Right?
Yeah.
The place where you want to be.
Yeah, I mean, the cheese trees are melting right now before we get there.
The last time that I talked with Jimmy was at the Chicago opening of Escape to Margaritaville, the musical.
Yeah.
That was here in Chicago, which I loved and was so fun and so refreshing. I heard that that's going to be going on tour.
It is. I mean, we had a less than we expected what we wanted run on Broadway, but again, the critics seem to not like what they refer to as jukebox musicals in that fair city. But we knew that we were going to be okay, because that's when we came to Chicago. We did almost 6 months on the road before, right. And I have been on the road for a few years. It was a good feeling it was out here. So it's coming out and on a two-year tour, and it starts in Providence, Rhode Island, I think, in late September.
How great is that?
It's a fun. Yeah, it's awesome. Really fun. I mean, you're singing along with every song, but it's really fun and really well put together. This is one of those cases, like I said with Lion King, where the critics ravage something, and then people go to see it, and they love it.
Yeah.
And sometimes you got to listen to the people.
Critics hated the Gettysburg Address.
Yeah, it got terrible reviews. Absolutely.
Well, I can't wait to see Lion King, because I'm an easy ticket to, because I just like anything entertaining. And my friend and co-producer Frank Marshall, he's married to Kathleen Kennedy, you know, who runs kind of Lucasfilm. But they got to see it earlier, and I saw some the trailers of it. What you said, the reality of the animation is absolutely
amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see it, so I'm going.
Good.
All right, boys, stand by 1 second. We're going to do a little news and come back, and more on entertainment will return on Monday. I'm just thrilled that you're thrilled that I was here instead of at my 40th high school reunion tonight.
I heard about it. You don't want to go to your 40th.
I was going to say, you go to your 40th, people come in and they go, well, still alive.
Yeah.
Well, let's see.
It's not you haven't changed, it's you haven't died. Yeah.
Here's the one. I went to my 10th, and I happened to be, and I'm not trying to be a bon vivant, but I'd been in France and I was working on a movie, and I came back and my sister met me, and we were in Mobile, Alabama at my 10th. 10th was okay because I still knew people and they kind of still looked like who they were.
Sure.
And then I went back for the 20th. And it was a cash bar in a sleazy place on the causeway. And I went, that's it.
By the time you went to the 20th, didn't they try to make you sing?
Yeah, they did too. That too. Yeah, but the cash bar was the thing that got me.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? By the way, after you guys tear it up tomorrow night, Mac McAnally, special guest Adam Wakefield at the City Winery. Have you done that yet?
Yeah, this will be my third time.
You believe that on the river? How cool is that
thing? It's beautiful. Yeah, it's a good setup. River. Yeah, and I got to brag on my buddy here again too, because he sold out 35,000 seats tomorrow night, and he's helping me try to sell my last 20 at a 350 seater over here.
Well, he's on Mailboat Records. I'm here as a record promotion.
That's right.
Man,
he's my record
today.
Man.
Yeah, what's good to see?
You want some money?
Yeah.
I want some payola here. I got
as long as he doesn't turn into your A&R guy, you're going to be just fine.
No, he's not the A&R guy.
Just like the good old days.
We're waiting for a little payola. Stand by. We'll get to the news here. This is how prolific Mac is. During that break, he wrote four more hit songs. That's just unbelievable. Can't help himself. Oh, and by the way, for our friends at the Chicago Blackhawks, you did a video in your house in a helmet and a Blackhawks sweater. It's one of the funniest things I saw all year last year, which was tremendous.
Well, you know, Hakey
Larson. And I don't know if you know how big it was here. It was huge.
I know. No, I was following because Hakey Larson, who was one of our production managers, he put the whole thing together with
your buddy Jay Blunk.
With Jay Blunk. And they asked me to do it. And so the thing it was, he brought all that hockey gear into the room. And it was, I think it was in Orlando. And speaking of heat, it was probably about 90 that day. And that, it just is, you know. And
seeing you be a hockey nut was really entertaining.
Was it?
Okay. Oh, it's tremendous.
Now, I did when I was early Nashville days. There was, before there were the Predators, there was a minor league hockey team in Nashville.
Okay.
And I used to just go, I don't know why I got into it, but I figured out later because my grandfather was from Newfoundland. I have a lot of Canadian or maritime blood, and Goofy Newfie, as they're called up there.
Which
so
is,
that must have been it.
Which is, by the way, why tomorrow night, and Jimmy's never done this with Mac, but they're going to open with the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, which is going to be nice. I haven't heard your
I
take on
it. I can do that song.
Listen.
Little Michigan scene. Not this early in the morning.
All right, back.
Not yet.
Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
A little roadside restaurant, we artfully complain. Groovy tells the waitress that his chicken died in vain. Most every day goes by according to design. Live this dream, still it seems I have you on my mind. From the bottom of my heart, off the coast of Carolina, after one or two false starts, I believe we found our stride. The walls, they won't come down. We can decorate or climb or find some way to get around, 'cause I'm still on your side.
Look, there's great writing everywhere. Then there's really great writing. Mac, I love the stuff you write. You know that.
This is the two of us.
I know that, but I mean, listen, I don't need to tell Jimmy how big a fan I am. I just, every time I see Mac,
well,
I'm his biggest fan,
too, because when I heard him, when I first heard him, I was on a label called Areola America. The guy named Jay Lasker was, he ran ABC Dunhill, then they moved him into the minor leagues.
Yeah, right.
And, he said, you got to listen to this kid. He's from somewhere down there where you are.
And, that's
real geography lesson.
Was that if you look up Mississippi in the Wikipedia,
pick a swamp.
That's what it says.
Now, Jay Lasker was the one. He ran the record company when they were, you'd get paid on albums shipped. And I thought I was doing really well, because they were going, man, you shipped 200,000 records. But they were going around in trucks.
And then coming back.
And then coming
just driving
back.
Driving around.
Then he was demoted, and then he wound up, but he was his first act. But he showed me this kid in overalls, and I listened to the album, and I said, I got to find this guy.
And Mac, he did.
But, Mac, when he met you the first time, where were you?
We first met in Philadelphia. And he was playing. I guess you were playing the Spectrum by then. I played the Bijou opening for Ian Tyson and Sylvia.
But you just happened to be in town the same weekend.
You just happened to be in town the same weekend, and he reached out.
I found him.
Yeah,
I said you need to come with me.
And once you find one like that, you keep it.
Yeah.
I have to brag on them, because where the Bible Belt part of Mississippi that I grew up in, we were educated not to call any attention to yourself. So, ironically, you end up in show business where you're dead in the water if you don't. You know.
And, show business generally does lend itself to keep it to yourself. Don't talk about it, good guy.
Right? Yeah, it's sort of biblical, but thankfully, Jimmy. Well, he had started in Mississippi and succeeded, and I looked up to him, and I'd already worked up a couple of his songs on guitar, and he reached out and said nice things, and was really some of the first encouragement that I got that made me feel like I might.
But see, I came
survive.
From coastal Mississippi, Pascagoula, so we were all Creole swamp people, so we lived by music, and and they only went to church to hear it.
Right. How old were you when you finally bought shoes? Was that a week and 10 days ago? 2 weeks ago?
It's coming up soon.
I have a couple pair. I actually bought a pair yesterday over on Rush Street.
There you go.
I run into people all the time, and whenever you guys come up, they talk about how much fun you look like you're still having after all these years. And anybody that's worked at one job for a long time, generally you don't smile as much as you used to. You look like you're having more fun now than you ever had.
I think it's absolutely true. I mean, who gets to do this to begin with? And then I've had a couple of close calls, so I figure I'm either supposed to be here or I wasn't. So I'm
now, when you say
all.
Close calls, did you ever have one flying?
Yeah, I had a little. I flipped a plane once, and then I fell off a stage. And then what was the other one? Oh, I had several of those.
Yeah. When you can't remember all your brushes with death, you've had a couple.
I did a four heart attack weekend.
Oh, yeah, he did a four heart attack weekend.
You know, we talked about that. Yeah, you've had, didn't you tell me this? You're not sure how many you've actually had.
They decided four, and they sort of chastised me.
But that was just that weekend.
Message, you know. That was one weekend, yeah.
But, right. This, you know what you are to me with the heart attacks? Just like an NFL guy, I can't tell you how many concussions he's had.
Well, the McAnally male generally drops dead in the yard at about 60 years old, just kind of out of courtesy. You know, we just don't want to be troubled.
So you're over the number.
Yeah, no, I'm in the bonus round, and that's why I'm happier than I've ever been. It's always been great to get to
he
play.
He beat him off.
Yeah,
but
I'm
no,
still
he
here.
Called me. He called me, and I said, what's going on here? He said, I had a heart attack. I said, where are you? Why are you talking to me?
Right.
You know, he was in the emergency room. He said, well, I had to call in because I was supposed to call you this morning. We're supposed to do some work. I said, get off the phone.
And are you guys going to play his new song, Angina, tomorrow night?
I hope not. Yeah.
By the way, for details on the show at City Winery, citywinery.com, follow the links there. It's Mac McAnally and Adam Wakefield. You want to play the song first? You want to play?
Play the record first.
All right, talk about it.
Yeah. So we'll collectively talk about it. This Caroline Jones is a girl that I met back in 2012, worked on some recordings with her, and she's super talented and a sweetheart. And through our mutual, Mike Ramos, I met her, and Jimmy did along the way, and she's continued to build her career, and she opened some shows for us last year. And Jimmy came up with this notion. He's like, you know, I want to introduce her to my sort of Gulf culture. And it started with opening shows. And then he said, well, I got an idea for a song. And I'll let you take it.
Yeah, because, you know, if you listen to country radio, there's a lot of guys out there that have maybe picked up an idea or two from me.
And, one or two.
You think
one
so? Yeah. So I said, why couldn't a girl do it?
Right.
You know, because I came from the International House of Women. I mean, I was the only boy in the house. And my mother was a working class mother that worked for, you know, Secretary Rage, but ran a company. So that's deep in me.
No kidding.
And I thought about it as why it's 80% men and 20% women. And I said, why don't we write one for Caroline is so talented, and she came and Mike had been pushing me to take a listen to her, and I thought, yeah, I'm going to do this because the last person that pushed an act on me was my daughter, and she said, Dad, these guys I know in school they're good, and I listened to them and went, I don't get it. It was Maroon 5, and I said, you know, I'm going to listen from now on.
I remember when you called me and said, pass on that Google stock, that's not going anywhere.
That's one of those things, you know.
Wow, Maroon 5.
Yeah. So when Caroline and I put her on the show as a hurricane benefit in Tallahassee, Florida.
Sure.
And when she opened it's like, you know what it takes to get up there if you've ever done it. And I know that. And I watched her, an act that nobody knew, immediately take an audience. And I went, you know, that's the girl we should get to do this.
I love that you're still looking at new people, man.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And we had fun writing a song for her, too.
All right, so what's it called? Play Disc Jockey. What's it called?
It's called Gulf Coast Girl, and I think she makes you believe it.
Here it is, 720 WGN.
Like to splash in the waves, baby, misbehave occasionally. I spend a fair amount of time at the floor, bam, a line, destined to hang out more in Mobile and Gulf Shores. A very special charts locked in my heart, a place that I love to be. Cause I'm a Gulf Coast girl, partial to the warm winds and the salty water.
On the beach in Biloxi,
get tanner, get thinner, and go home a winner occasionally.
We can surf Boca Chica and Galveston Bay, ride horses on the beach in South Padre.
No, we're not in Kansas. Hola, Puerto Ranzas, do you want to two-step with me? Cause I'm a Gulf Coast girl, partial to the warm winds and the salty water.
Mississippi,
down from New Orleans. Give me a full boy to go, or never run the show, and I know
just what that means. And I'm a girl, I'm a golf coaster.
How about another sitting ovation? Come on.
Whoa.
That's come great.
On. That's three.
She sounds fantastic. Now, I don't know who her background vocals were, but those kids, too, they're coming.
You know, we rallied some folks together for this.
Now, is you and?
I'm one. Mr. Buffett is one. Mr. Kenny Chesney's one. And Mr. Lucas Nelson, Willie's son Lucas, jumped in with us. And yeah. we are the Pelicanaires.
The Pelicanaires. And you're doing that song on the road?
You know, we're going to work up our version of it now because it's out. You know, it's doing quite well.
As it should.
Yeah, and so, yeah, I mean, Caroline's out. Who's she out with now? Is she out with Zach? She was.
I think it's Zach now.
Zach Brown.
She was out with Zach Brown.
She's
definitely doing it, but I thought we're going to do a version and let the Refrets do it.
I just wonder what it's like if you're her and you turn around and you see you four singing background for her.
Well, it's the good thing was we, you know, of course, in these days and times, everybody was hell scattered all over the place.
Sure.
But Kenny and I were in, and Mac were in the booth together, and Lucas phoned
that's
his
the thing
part
people
in
don't
from
know.
Hawaii.
You don't even have to be in the same room anymore.
No, you don't, but it's fun when you can.
But we were, the three of us were, and Kenny was doing an album, and he was kind enough to kind of stop what he was doing and then come in and do that.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk to you guys, too, because Mac's going to play for us, but I want to talk to you guys as well about who you guys listen to now.
Okay.
Because I think country music is in great shape. I think country music sounds great. I think the writing's better in country music than ever. But I come from like the Ernest Tubbs. I used to, you know, my dad would play "Walking the Floor Over You" over and over again till the needle broke. So he'd get on his guitar and his buddy be on the garbage can top doing percussion.
Walking the floor over.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
We'll come back in a bit.
Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
Here's one you might have heard. I don't know, once or twice possibly.
Nibbling on sponge cake. Watching the sun bake. All of those tourists covered with oil. Strumming my six string on my front porch swing. Smell those shrimp dip again in the bar.
Jimmy's putting himself through school, so for anybody that's been to Margaritaville all over the country, that's appreciated.
I'm looking at one right now.
Are you?
Yeah, out the window.
Oh,
and
so
we got a beautiful view right over there of Navy Pier.
That's right.
Yeah.
I asked you guys before the break at the top of the hour, who do you listen to today? Who do you like that's out there? I mean, obviously Kenny Chesney, but I'm talking about the kids that are coming up.
Well, we're both big fans of Casey Musgraves.
Casey Musgraves.
That's
great.
She's such
Casey
a fine
Musgraves.
Writer.
Writer and performer.
She got a little old hillbilly in her, too.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And authenticity.
Right?
Too. Yeah.
Eric Church is really good, too. I'm proud for what's coming along with those guys.
Right?
And, yeah.
Because what you're talking about, that's what I like in country, is you get guys that they write for today, they look good for today, but they got enough old country in them. They have respect for where they came from, where the music came from.
Well, Lucas Nelson, too, I think is one of those, too. You know, I mean, he had pedigree, but he also has got his own thing going to me.
He can sound so when he sings Willie songs, when Lucas sings his dad songs,
right?
It's chill bumps.
He can go there. We did this. Is it out yet? I mean, I saw my part that we did.
Oh no, it hasn't aired yet. Yeah. But we played Willie's 85th birthday concert, and there were like 30 artists. It was an unbelievable roster. It's gonna. I think air on A&E. But
I think it's on A&E. But he did it there. And but
they did a medley of the Redheaded Stranger stuff, and it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
I mean, it isn't. Willie, I told a great story I'd heard a couple weeks ago about Willie in Nashville and leaving a box behind at the hotel and knocking on the door when the Japanese tourist is going, excuse me? Mm. Yeah, let me just come in for a second. I left something in the roof panel. Yeah. But we're always talking about studies we need to have, and I'm not a weed guy, but studies we need to have about whether or not weed is safe. Willie's 85 going on 170.
Right.
And he's probably going to live to be 170.
Yeah. Yeah. He's touring.
Right?
In a bus.
Yes. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's making about 3 albums a year.
Mm-hmm. And your old buddy Matthew McConaughey was saying, I can't keep up with him. He goes, it's dangerous. You go on the road with Willie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to have you play for us in a little bit, but you were talking about people you like. When you guys were coming up, now I know you're going to give credit to Jimmy, and rightfully so.
Right.
But who helped you guys, you know, make it? Who helped you get over the top?
When I was coming up, the people who helped me come up, the first one who I never met but I idolized was Gordon Lightfoot as a solo performer. But the people that really gave me the step up were the Eagles, because I'd met them right when they were starting to ascend, and we became friends, and they liked some of the stuff that I wrote, and then they put us on a tour with them, and then we went on the Hotel California tour as the opening act, and that was it.
I love that documentary. A couple years ago.
Yeah, Chris.
You know?
Yeah.
And Glenn Frey looks like the Detroit tough guy he was, I assume.
He was, yeah.
Yeah, he knew what he wanted, and he was going to get it.
Yeah. He was going to get it.
I didn't know he was from Detroit until after about 5 years after we became great friends, and we were neighbors in Aspen for a long time. But I didn't know he was from Detroit. I thought he was from the L.A. guy.
Well, it's funny how you can see bands, epic, legendary, change the world bands like the Eagles. And Glenn Frey and Don Henley couldn't be two more different people.
Oh, right.
But you guys are like family.
Yeah, I mean...
But it works. What I'm saying is it can work both ways.
It can.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the two of them, and then that whole writing experience they had. You look at the other people who were in the peripheral around them, from J.D. Salder to Jim Head, and people that they had with them.
Yeah.
Half of them from Texas and half of them from other parts of the world, but they somehow got that synergy together and made that jump.
They had the same big picture, and it was really good. Yeah.
Take me backwards now. What's it like opening for the Eagles when you're back then?
It was some days were scary, but other days you just had. I remember once we opened Gardens. Where did the Islanders play out on Long Island? I can't remember.
Nassau Coliseum.
We opened the Nassau Coliseum for the Eagles, and had a drummer named Mike Gardner, and we came out. And let's just say, now that I lived my summers in Long Island's tough, you know. And and we went out, and so as we were going out to open for him, he got Mike Gardner, our drummer, got hit in the head with a hot dog somebody threw at him. And then so when we went into the Garden to open for him there, and this is the first time I'd ever been in Madison Square Garden, was opening for the Eagles, he thought it was kind of cute because he wore a helmet. And I said, I'd take that helmet off because you're only a target.
You are asking for
You're asking for it. So that was – But then we were able at that point, if you could get a certain small segment of that audience to like what you did, and they were very encouraging about the whole thing.
We're talking about dive bars off the air. What's the smallest gig you ever played?
I played once in Atlanta, and nobody showed up.
Zero.
Nobody. Yeah.
And just at a bar.
It was a bar. What was it called?
You and the guitar. You had a band with you.
No, it was just me and a guitar. And it was a New Year's Eve show, and I was hungover from Key West, and I made the show, and nobody else did.
Weather
and other things. So I played for the waitresses, and then we went home.
Was talking
not
about
together. We just went home.
I did one for one table that I would have paid to leave.
I did. I forgot. Yeah, before that, my worst job was singing. Was I table sang at a Mexican restaurant in the Bel Air Mall in Mobile, Alabama. It was not authentic Mexican
food. That's good.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about making the gig worse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I still do a lot of stand-up, and when stand-ups get together, we talk about it all the time, and there was a club in St. Louis that I did for three people. The guy said, no, you got to do the show. And I sat at the table with the microphone. I came off the stage, sat at the table with the microphone, did the show with them. Really.
I think it's the best thing out there. They made you do the show. When
people are there.
You got to do the show.
You got to do the show. And I remember in Biloxi, I was like hooting any night. We'd go trying to get on so we would be the weekend. And I was so nervous, and I was breaking strings. And then the owner, who, let's just say, he was working for the Boys on the Coast, he said, hey, if you break another string, I'm going to up and fire you. And my partner said, what are we going to do? And I said, loosen them. and then
always been a problem solver.
And then we did the set, and the guy and the owner came and said, it's great. You guys have got the job. And in the middle, I remember going, this land is your land. I mean, we went down like two steps.
Right?
They were rolling.
Just doing what you need to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mac is playing tomorrow night. You guys are playing, or Sunday night, I should say. You guys are playing tomorrow night. Sold out show at Alpine Valley. And Mac, tell everybody who you're playing with. Adam?
Oh, yeah, Adam Wakeville. Really good piano player, singer, songwriter. Happy to maybe give a leg up in
give
the same way that
Where's
I got a leg
from?
Up. My he's a Southern boy. I don't actually know where he's from, but we share a couple of representatives down there. He's opened a couple. He's going to open up my Atlanta shows as well. I started out. Jimmy said with the Eagles, my early was John Prine and Randy Newman and Steve Goodman here.
Is that right?
We played. I did the Ivanhoe and the Shubas and all. You know,
that's great.
Lots of and those were my heroes. You know, so I got along with this guy. I brag on him enough, I will again.
My other most bizarre opening act was at the old Quiet Night when I opened for Neil Sedaka.
I opened for Neil Sedaka too. I got one. Yeah.
Wait a second.
Everybody wore bowling shirts.
Yeah. When Richard Harding had the because when you were the opening act, you would go in and have a month worth of gigs, and then the headliner would change. So the month that I first came to Chicago and I worked there, the Siegel Swald band, Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks, Neil Sedaka and Jerry Jeff Walker. Yeah. That's who I opened for.
Yeah, that's some continuity there. Yeah. That's
how wasted was the producer who put that show together? Do we know? Have the tests come back?
That's the most bowling
shirts. Richard booked it. I don't know.
There were a lot of bowling shirts in the audience, is what I remember.
Citywinery.com/Chicago. Make sure you get out Sunday night, even if you're going tomorrow night as well. You're tough. You can take it. Two nights in a row, great entertainment. We come back, you sing for us?
I'll do it.
It's been nothing but a pleasure seeing you two, and it's great. Jimmy, great to see you again. It's been years since you've been on the show because you stopped returning my calls.
Did not.
Absolutely.
You moved buildings. That's
I get fired a lot.
Yeah.
What do you want from me? I get fired a lot. Mac McAnally, Mac, from the beginning, was it 77?
77 was the first record, yeah.
And down the road with Kenny Chesney and Old Flame with Alabama and over and over again. And how about 10 Musicians of the Year Awards?
Yeah.
I can't understand it, but I'm grateful.
Well, God bless you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff. All right. What are you going to sing for me? All right, for everybody.
Well, I'm going to do a little psychological experiment at the risk of my own job here. I'm going to see if... It's kind of like fishing. I'm going to put one of Jimmy's songs on the hook and see if he wants to jump in and sing a little bit, even though he's not supposed to sing.
He's supposed to be here reviewing the song.
He's just my road manager today.
Let's be honest here. Put a microphone in front of you or me.
Right?
We'll see. But this, I learned this song in my front porch a long time ago with a lot of high regard for this guy, which is only built. I've got more regard for him now than I had then, and I've known him quite a few years at this point. I love this song. It's my favorite Jimmy song.
Mother Ocean, I have heard you call. Wanted to sail upon your waters since I was 3 feet tall. You've seen it all. You've seen it all. Watch the men that rode you switch from sail to steam. And in your belly, you hold the treasure that few have ever seen. Most of them dreams. Most of them dreams.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Yes, I am a pirate. 200 years too late. Cannons don't thunder. Nothing to plunder. I'm an over 40 victim of fate. Arriving too late. Arriving too late.
Now I've done a bit of smuggling. I've run my share of grass. I made enough money to buy Miami, but I pissed it away so fast. Never meant to last.
Good harmony there.
I went up.
Never meant to last.
You want it?
Yep.
All right.
I have been drunk now for over 2 weeks. I passed out at a rally and sprung a few leaks. But I gotta stop wishing. Gotta go fishing. I'm down to rock bottom again. Just a few friends. Just a few friends.
Got a studio full today.
The musician of the year now. That was my lick. He stole it.
I go for younger women, live with several of a while. Though I ran them away, they come back one day and they still can manage a smile. Just takes a while. Just takes a while. Mother, Mother Ocean. After all my years I've found occupational hazard beer. My occupation's just not around. Feel like I've drunk. Gonna head uptown. Feel like I've drunk. Gonna head uptown.
About an ending now. Mr. Jimmy Buffett, ladies and gentlemen, that's how you write a song.
Oh.
Hope you noticed I stood up that time.
I know. What happened there?
Let me tell you something. That's goosebumps. I mean, that's just goosebumps.
What a song.
Well, let me just say, you know, you asked me who my favorite singers are. My favorite solo performer is him.
It's just unbelievable.
Well, you know, and you see him and do that, as I said, but, it takes a lot to do
I don't
that.
Know if you guys heard, it's 9:30 in the morning. Imagine how good you're going to sound tomorrow night.
That is correct, yeah.
Unbelievable.
I'm getting just out of the hottest day of the year in Chicago quick.
Right?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the pool.
Oh, that's tremendous. I mean, I can't thank you enough for doing this.
Oh, Steve, great.
If Mac's all right with it in a couple seconds here, I'm going to do one more quickie because I want to create enough problems where we're late enough on the show that there's extensive meetings afterwards that I won't show up.
You're going to have to read a lot of copy later on, aren't you?
We'll catch up in good time. All right, Mac, give me one more before you go. What's it going to be?
Well, I'm going to pick a little bit since singing's hard in the morning. This is a little it's a little thing we do in the show sometimes. It's a beautiful little melody Duane Allman wrote originally.
A little thing. And
a little thing?
Yeah.
A little thing, you and a guitar.
A little thing they wrote.
I struggled to work this out, and I, for years I tried and I couldn't figure it out, and finally someone had the nerve to tell me that it was two guitars and I was an idiot. But, but I'm stubborn and I keep
trying.
We'll
play them both. Here we go.
That's almost as bad as when he... How many strokes did you take when we played Augusta to get out of the trap and you wouldn't leave the trap?
I didn't quit. I don't give up.
Finish your task.
I took a 12 on number 7 at Augusta.
Wouldn't get out of the trap.
They were trying to give me putts, and Jimmy's like, oh, he's not stopping.
Yeah, they didn't get it.
Okay. This is Little Martha by Duane Allman with some Big Mac on the side here. Didn't write this part.
The deliverance comes out in him now. I'm narrating.
Yeah.
come on. You ain't getting that up and down the dial.
No.
How good
is
that?
That's why he's the 10-time musician of the year in Nashville, Tennessee. No, I'd be willing to bet nobody else can play that.
Here's the inspiration for kids. Until today, he had never played guitar. The other stuff was just
amazing.
Writing.
I know it.
You guys are unbelievable.
Thanks, Steve.
I mean, just see how much you love each other, how much fun you're having is great. By the way, texters all over the country chiming in. Simply incredible. Jerry in Kansas. Oh, my God. Song's making me cry. Thanks for a beautiful morning. That's from Massachusetts. Just fantastic. I think just based on this audience, you two got...
Which song made him cry? I want to know that one. Max or
Mother Ocean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Whew.
I got it.
I don't get goosebumps from much anymore, unless it's a side effect from the meds I'm taking. But I'm telling you guys, really, fantastic.
Well, yeah, you make it happen.
Thanks for letting us in the door.
Well, bless you both, man. Thanks for being here. And don't forget, tomorrow night, you're going to have a great time. I don't need to tell you that. If you have tickets to the show, congratulations. And then if there's any seats left, get them before they're gone for Sunday night. CityWinery.com/Chicago and see Mac McAnally. Right. A little bonus performance. And you guys, please come in anytime you can.
Okay, but somebody said that'd be breakfast.
Yeah, there's lots of places.
That was in the rider. Come on.
All over
next
Chicago.
Time. All right.
Yeah, I'll hook you up.
Okay, cool.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Mac McAnally and his pal Jimmy Buffett.